Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden has arrived in Italy for this year's G7 summit. ABC's Patrick Reeval is there.
Top of the agenda here is Ukraine. President Biden is attempting to signal ongoing support for Ukraine and to try and really put back on track the sense of Western backing, which has wavered in the last few months. President Volodymyr Zelensky is going to be here as well. President Biden will be meeting with him. They will be signing a bilateral security agreement. It's about the U.S. committing to, over the long term, develop Ukraine's military capabilities.
House Republicans voted mostly along party lines to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt Wednesday over his refusal to provide transcripts from President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur, but the Justice Department indicating they will not prosecute Garland. Former President Trump is scheduled to be in Washington today. He'll have meetings with House and Senate Republicans. This is ABC News. Wednesday was a milestone for some of the kids whose friends and teachers died in Sandy Hook in the massacre back in 2012. It was their high school graduation.
12 years ago, President Obama said of the first graders who lost their lives in Newtown, Connecticut.
They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings.
On Wednesday, the classmates of those who were gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary graduated from high school.
I really thought Sandy Hook would, you know, shock people and wake everybody up. But, you know, it just keeps happening over and over and over again.
Henry Tarafay was 7 years old when he fled his classroom, says he still remembers hearing gunshots. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In the NBA Finals, Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-99, Game 3, to move within a win of a record-breaking 18th title. And the Federal Reserve Wednesday leaving the key interest rate unchanged at 5.3%, indicating there's going to be only one interest reduction this year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
You know, did not build the character that I built over the years in my town of 2000 even. That it might have been a different situation, I don't know. But if I would have been, you know, more stereotypically, you know, gay man, not a, you know, football player, whatever you want to say. But the thing is, it's just a great place in terms of the fact that I think people, for the most part, do judge people upon their
character, right? Yeah, on their character. Thank you so much, Tom. Hey, I really appreciate it. And you and your husband are welcome to come back to Wisconsin anytime.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I think Tom is right. I think talking about things that we can find we agree on, we respect people who work hard. Mm-hmm. We respect people who accept responsibility. We accept people, or respect people who do things fairly.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't like cheaters. Right. People who cheat.
It's interesting that Tom brings this up, and I appreciate the call, Tom. We were talking about this at dinner last night with Mom. You know, I came out at 38. And, you know, I said, I know that I'm very fortunate and very blessed that I didn't lose anybody, a close friend or family member, after I came out, because I think people just kind of, as Tom said, they knew me as Todd and they really didn't care about anything else. And I think Tom's absolutely right that that out here, despite some of the stereotypes, there's always going to be an exception.
Absolutely.
A Yahoo or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
But I think by and large, people judge you on how you treat others. Do you participate in the local Rotary and help with the pancake breakfast and the dairy breakfast? Are you an upstanding member to the best of your ability of the community? Do you take your friend to casserole dinner after somebody passes away?
Right.
That's what people judge you on. And I think to that point, when you look at the Bidens, you look at the empathy that Joe Biden has and the character and the morals. And if you don't believe me, a former Republican who left the party in 2011, how about House Speaker Paul Ryan, who yesterday on Fox News said he is not voting for Trump and in fact said Trump should be ineligible. Why? On his character.
John Kelly, another former chief of staff, also came out yesterday and said he will not support Donald Trump. There are 40 members of the former Trump administration out of 44 who will not support Donald Trump.
Right.
That should tell you something.
And to Tom's point in L.A., it's not really necessarily all based on policy or all. It just comes down to, do you want to have a beer with the guy? Would you trust him to babysit your kids?
Do you want your children to emulate him?
Exactly.
Is that... this is the person you want your child to grow up to be,
right?
Who insults people with disabilities,
right?
Insults just about everyone who disagrees with him. I thought that is the antithesis of the way we were supposed to raise our children to be good citizens. And if you don't mind, we got just a couple of minutes left that I can share something that your mother said at dinner last night.
Sure.
And she said she knew when you were what? Three?
Four, something like that, yeah.
That you were gay.
Yeah.
So it's not a book.
I wasn't indoctrinated.
You weren't indoctrinated. You didn't go to drag shows at a young age.
We don't have a lot of those out here. It turns out.
But it wasn't some event that pushed you over a gay cliff and all of a sudden you turned gay.
No.
She knew before you were nine that you were gay.
Yeah. It just took me a little while to figure it out myself, as it turns out.
She lets you live your life. She lets you come to it yourself, which is wonderful.
Yeah. As Lady Gaga says, you're born that way.
You are born that way. All right. We have news coming up in a little bit. Also, we had a question from someone who is watching on the live stream and wanted to know when we're going to give you the word for the statewide Text to Win Scotty Summer contest. The word we will tell you next hour.
And Jane's word next hour is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Text? No, I'm just
look
kidding.
It up now. Look it up now. No, the word is coming right after the 11 o'clock news at 11:06. Todd's word, by the way, is going to be Ashwabanon. So just to keep things as fair as humanly possible. All right, news is next. And then when we return, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires is joining us. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. Trial of love, yes I was. Tried, convicted, and set up in a trial of love. Yes I was. Lord, I'm guilty, baby. Now I'm serving my time.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden has arrived in Italy for this year's G7 summit. ABC's Patrick Reval is there.
Top of the agenda here is Ukraine. President Biden is attempting to signal ongoing support for Ukraine and to try and really put back on track the sense of Western backing, which has wavered in the last few months. President Volodymyr Zelensky is going to be here as well. President Biden will be meeting with him. They will be signing a bilateral security agreement. It's about the U.S. committing to, over the long term, develop Ukraine's military capabilities.
House Republicans voted mostly along party lines to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt Wednesday over his refusal to provide transcripts from President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur. But the Justice Department indicating they will not prosecute Garland. Former President Trump is scheduled to be in Washington today. He'll have meetings with House and Senate Republicans. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR issued an air quality advisory for five lakeside counties on Wednesday. Milwaukee, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan counties are under a moderate advisory for sensitive groups from noon until 11 p.m. That means people sensitive to air pollution, like children, the elderly, and those with lung diseases, should avoid prolonged and heavy activity outside. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Political scientist Susan Webiaki says housing could be the, quote, sleeper issue of the election.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
Political scientist Barry Burden says most swing voters this year are young adults. The two spoke at a WIS Politics luncheon on Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Staff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're a John Grisham fan, you might have something binge-watchable right around the corner. USA Network announced it will turn Grisham's 1995 novel, The Rainmaker, into a series. The book was also made into a movie of the same name in 1997. The film was directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starred Matt Damon. Variety reports that the TV series will continue with similar themes of David versus Goliath legal situations. Can you imagine sleeping through a fire? Henry Winkler almost did. The Fonz was staying at a hotel in Dublin when the fire alarm went off, and it was not a false alarm. Winkler initially thought it was the clock radio alarm he was hearing that had been set by the room's previous guest. He tried to go back to sleep and finally woke when six fire engines showed up from the Dublin Brigade to put out an electrical fire. Winkler praised the fire department's quick response and took a selfie with them. Ironically, he slept through his actual alarm the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms will eventually come to an end, and our skies will turn mostly clear in the overnight. Lower 60s by sunrise, a southwest wind. On Thursday, expect sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s, and a light west to northwest wind. It's 66 at our studios.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
Max Inc. Radio.
He can play it all, and we'll challenge Graham Marlowe to it when he's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy King.
Weekend evenings on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Cheese Curd King Nick joins us, along with Matt Gable from the Meyer Theater to give us a rundown of upcoming events.
Plus, we'll check in with one of my favorites, Pat Tracy. We'll share stories of our time in Oshkosh this week.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair coming to you live from beautiful Richland. I'm on the road with Todd Alba and the Todd Alba Show. He is going to start his show from noon to 2 p.m. We are live out at Cross Cup Park in Richland Center. You can come out and join us. It is a perfect day here, and we're going to be here until 2 o'clock. Todd is making coffee. If you want to stop by and get a cup of coffee, you certainly can. Very happy to be joined by our next guest all the way from steamy Arizona. He is joining us again, Bob Lord with Patriotic Millionaires. Good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Good morning, Jane. Thanks for having me.
So tell us first and foremost about Patriotic Millionaires. I know you've been on the show before, but not everyone, shockingly, can listen to every single of our shows every single day. So tell us about Patriotic Millionaires and what it is that they do and what is their concern.
The Patriotic Millionaires are a group of very rich Americans who believe that the concentration of wealth in America is destabilizing our democracy and that the rich have to pay substantially more in tax. We also support a livable minimum wage and equal political representation, which we can at least partially achieve through limitations on campaign spending.
That would be a wonderful thing. I think many people, if not most people, are disturbed by the dark money that has just flooded into our politics, particularly since the Citizens United decision. And it has massively changed how democracy works. And I don't know that that is for the better.
Yeah, you know, people, when I'm asked about dark money, I often say, you know, tell me something. Do you really think it's the dark or is it the money? I mean, I obviously it shouldn't be. Campaign contributions and spending shouldn't be, you know, in the dark. They should be disclosed. But the bigger problem is just the volume of money that's flowing in from the billionaire class.
Absolutely. And I found an article from the Associated Press. The median pay package, so think about that. This is just the average. There are people who make more, there are people who make less, but this is the average. The median pay package for CEOs rose to $16.3 million last year, up 12.6%. Wages and benefits, by the way, in the private sector rose 4.1%. And as you said too, Bob, the minimum wage, the federal minimum wage has been 7.25 for decades.
Right, and think about this. These CEOs, they're done paying their Social Security tax for the year in their first or maybe their second day at work.
2 days of work.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, I expected it to be less. I figured it would be their first hour or two.
compare that to us, regular average people. How long does it take us to pay for our social security taxes?
Well, I mean, unless you make more than $150,000 or $160,000 a year, you're paying in the whole year.
CEOs got rewarded as the economy showed remarkable resilience, underpinning their strong profits and boosting their stock prices. After navigating the pandemic, companies faced changes from persistent inflation and higher interest rates. Almost two dozen CEOs in this annual survey by the Associated Press got a pay bump of 50% or more. 50% or more. I can't even, yeah. I don't know if that I can wrap my brain around that.
Well, a lot of their compensation is loaded in the form of stock or stock options. And so if there's a big year in the stock market, they just get outsized compensation. Mind you, if there's not a big year in the stock market, they still have plenty of cash compensation. They don't starve.
Yeah, they're still doing fine. they're
right.
The question I have, Bob, and I don't want to dive down a conspiracy theory hole because I don't think that's what it is, but it sounds like I'm trying to, you know, piece the pieces of yarn together in my basement. But something that's been happening, I'm going to use the example of Red Lobster. And Red Lobster, people think, oh, it's, you know, people are quitting because they don't want to work and because of endless shrimp and because of this, that, and this. It was because a company came in and bought the company, sold the assets off, did what business does in the sense of private equity firms. But somehow the people, and this is my point, is when businesses, you know, when CEOs get 50% bumps and they're doing their thing and we get left behind as the regular folks, the working folks, somehow business gets to be spun as it's our fault still. Like people don't want to work and this, that, and this, but really it's businesses using their connections to Washington, their connections with each other to make sure that we don't get the same benefits they do and don't get paid enough. If that makes sense. I don't know. It just seems like we're always the ones getting stuck with the short end of the stick, and somehow it's still our fault in perception.
Oh, and then here's, and what happens when people are working and there's a tight job market, the reaction is, oh, there's going to be inflation. We have to raise interest rates. So more people are out of work. It's like workers get it coming and going. They can't win.
Greg, who is the guy who actually said that we need to inflict more pain on workers?
Oh, that was
this is going back about 2 years ago. Was he Australian?
Yes, it was an Australian CEO.
I think it was Larry Summers.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't him. It was Gerner. Tim Gerner was the one who went on a discussion panel and said we have to inflict pain to make people come back to work, which we're still working. I mean, the job market is good. People are getting jobs. Some of them are getting 2 and 3 jobs. But his whole attitude was that we are the employers. You work for us. It's not the other way around. And we will inflict pain until we make you come back and accept it on our terms, not yours, which is just really cartoonishly dark to say out loud.
And then, the studies that have recently come out show that the most of the inflation has been from corporate greed.
Yes.
Corporate profits are way up. I think they attribute 53% of the inflation to corporate profits going up in an outsized way, not just the normal rise in profits that you'd expect as the economy gets larger, but an outsized gain in corporate profits.
And that's why we keep talking about it, because people's lived experience, people still tend to think that the economy is not doing well when the economy is doing really, really well. But it's, my cousin is still looking for a job, or my cousin hasn't landed. I think people go a lot more with how they feel about things than the actual facts on the ground. And that's why we keep talking about this, Greg, right? Because
yes,
it is important that people understand that corporations, and going back to that guy who said we need to inflict more suffering, corporations got really, really testy during the pandemic because workers finally realized they had some power, and they didn't like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. The benefits of the economy weren't being shared. They were flowing to the top. And we did have this window during the pandemic where all of a sudden workers had a little bit more power. I don't know if that's still the case, though. I think it's gone back the other way.
I think you're right, Bob. And that's the thing is in the lockdown, we saw a lot of people, either lose their job, quit their job, or get their hours slimmed down. And they found different ways of making money. And a lot of them did it through social media entrepreneurism, using their art, using their, whatever that may be. And they moved on and they were able to forge new paths for themselves. But a lot of people just ended up, we went back to the workplace. We got back to our regular hours. We left our home offices and went back to the corporate offices. But yet people still to this day use that age old trope. Well, people don't want to work anymore. That's not original. That's not new. They've been saying that for decades. Anytime there's an economic downturn or people feel empowered, people don't want to work. Yeah, we do want to work. We just want to be respected too. We want to feel like we're actually contributing while feeling valued. There's nothing wrong with that.
Getting fair compensation, right, Greg?
Yes, absolutely. And no, I mean, I'm not asking for $1 million a year. I'd love to ask for $1 million a year, but you want to make sure that when you talk to your boss, you're saying, I'm not doing this to be greedy. I feel I'm of value. And I feel like you would behoove you to pay me what I am worth. but often they're like, well, we can't do that, even though they're making money hand over fist.
Bob Lord is our guest from Patriotic Millionaires. We have had him on the show before talking about really the obscene collection of wealth, the flow of wealth upward, which really was accelerated during the pandemic. And now I think we at least have an idea of how much money it takes to buy a Supreme Court justice. It sounds like it's around $4 million. I'm just guessing.
Well, it depends, Jane. Alito's price was much lower than
he was. He was like on sale that day.
He was a bargain. Yeah, he was on sale.
So Justice Alito, 30% off. Buy now. Well, don't wait. But talking about the economy, we just added 272,000 jobs, which was much better than had been anticipated. And even on faux news, they were like, this is good.
Right. The economy's doing well, but, you know, we still have a problem with just too big a slice of the income, too big of a slice of the wealth flowing to the very, very top. And I'm not even talking about the top 1%, Jane. I mean, an emergency room trauma surgeon making $750,000 a year, I don't begrudge them that. They make huge sacrifices to get where they are, and they save lives. I'm talking about the guy sitting back clipping coupons, raking in dividends, and pulling down $100 million a year. That's the problem. We're talking about not the top 1%, the top 0.1%, the folks making $50 million a year and up.
And a lot of their money is not earned income, correct, Bob? So that's how they get away with not paying taxes on all this stuff.
Right. Well, yeah. When they pay taxes, they pay at a lower rate. By the way, I misspoke. It's not $50 million of income. It's $50 million of wealth. But when they do have taxable income, it's at a lower rate, capital gains and dividends. But very often, and this is the crux of the problem, they don't have income. Jeff Bezos sees his Amazon stock go from next to nothing when he founded the company to $200 billion. And there's no tax to pay on that rise in the value of his Amazon shares. And if he dies, all that gain that would be taxable gain today if he sold the shares would evaporate if he died and left the shares to his kids.
Wow, it's a good deal if you can get it, right?
And then they make us feel like monsters. Go on.
It's a strategy called buy, borrow, die. Or in the case of Jeff Bezos, you found a company and you borrow and you die. You have this huge asset, the stock of Amazon or an office building or something like that, and you borrow against it while you're alive to fund your outrageous living expenses. Bezos bought a yacht that was so huge they needed to dismantle a bridge near where it was manufactured so they could get it through the river that it was on.
As one does,
and then
Bob.
You die, and the income goes away.
Yeah. We're going to keep this conversation going. Bob Lord is here from Patriotic Millionaires. You can always join us. If you want to join us, send in a text or leave a comment on the live stream. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
On air, Jane Matinere on the road with Todd Alba. We are in beautiful Richland Center, Greg Bach and the Calvinator back at our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin on a daily basis. He is joining us for a second time. Bob Lord is here from Patriotic Millionaires, and we're talking about the disturbing flow of wealth to the, not even the 1%, you said, Bob. It's like 0.1 of 1% when you're pulling in $50 million a year. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Donald Trump says that if he is reelected, they will extend his 2017 tax cuts. So what does that mean for very wealthy people? What does that mean for most of the rest of us?
For most of the rest of us, it means very, very little. For those at the very top, especially that 0.1%, it means a lot. It doesn't. It means a lot in dollars. In terms of, you know, their lifestyles, it's just more money that they could never spend. So it means more money they can translate into more political power. Let me give you an example. There's one of the features of the Trump Tax Act in 2017 was something called the deduction for qualified business income. And basically what it does is if someone has income coming to them, not from their paycheck, but through a limited liability company or a partnership or subchapter S corporation, that income, they get to basically deduct 20% of it before they pay tax. So they're lowering their tax rate by 20% just because it's a different kind of income. It's flowing through this entity. And it's relatively easy to manipulate that result. So Michael Bloomberg, in the first year that provision was effective, 2018, his tax bill was reduced $67 million by that provision. There's a group of 6 or 7 billionaires, ProPublica reported, who collectively had their tax bills reduced by $200 million. This is obscene. And that's the sort of provision that that was included in that tax act. Unfortunately, there's a lot of these provisions are expiring next year and would have to be extended to continue on. Whether Congress extends them and you know in what form is going to depend largely on who's elected to Congress and who's elected to the White House this November. But there's one provision that was made permanent, and that was lowering the corporate rate by 40%. And that those benefits flow overwhelmingly to those at the very, very top. I think 90% of corporate shares are held by the top 10%. By the way, of the shares that are held by Americans, 40% are held by foreigners.
Wow. I lost my train of thought. Oh, if I remember correctly, Bob, Wisconsin's senior U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was a big part of getting that pass-through provision put into that 2017 tax plan. Is that accurate?
Well, I don't know if he was a big – I think it was in there regardless, but he was a big part of making it bigger. And I think they were going to have the deduction at like 16 or 17%. And he worked furiously to have it raised to 20%. And my recollection is he personally benefits quite a bit from that deduction.
I mean, Ron Johnson's on the record, literally on the record, saying that he'd be happy if the Senate got nothing done ever. But I guess he does want to work a little bit, but he doesn't want to work for anyone here in Wisconsin, because I don't personally. Well, maybe you know, I can name some rich names, but they're not working for me. He's not working for me. I mean, I can't look at my pay every year and decrease it by a little bit to get a better tax break. That's insanity. And that's the other thing too, is people will sit here and will say, well, under the former president, I got more money back in my taxes. I'm like, yeah, but you're not a billionaire or a multimillionaire, so that goes away. You need to know that. You like those tax breaks go away for us if they haven't already.
Well, I mean, think about also that even if you could, you know, change the way you work so that you qualify for this deduction, if you're in the very top bracket, you get a 6 or 7 percentage point reduction in your tax rate. But if you're in a lower tax bracket, you get a much, much smaller reduction. Mm. So even if everybody could qualify for it, it still was to the benefit of the very rich.
And I think it's important that people remember, people like to get nostalgic about the good old days, and things were so great in the 1950s, Bob, in the 1960s, and, you know, everyone was working and everything was wonderful. What was the corporate tax rate in the 1960s and the 1970s, in the glorious heyday of America when everything was so wonderful?
It was like 48%, and the top individual rate was at one point above 90%.
Yeah, 90%.
It worked just fine, yeah.
And they still had a yacht, maybe a second smaller yacht. But we're talking about people like Michael Bloomberg. When you're a billionaire, excuse me, if you're a billionaire, you could spend $1 million a day and still not run out of money, right?
Oh, easily. Because $1 million a day would be $365 million in a year. And if you have $100 billion of wealth, it's going to last you a lot of years.
Good work.
I'm not sure if I feel better or worse. Bob Lord is our guest from Patriotic Millionaires. Do you guys have a presence on the website, on the web, Bob?
Yes, I believe it's patrioticmillionaires.org.
Patrioticmillionaires.org. We will get that in our show notes after the show is over. Greg does a great job of curating that. Give him about an hour to get the podcasts up, and then we'll get all the links in our show notes. Bob Lord, thank you so very much for joining us. I hope to have you on back one more time before the November election, if we can make that work.
That'd be great, Jane. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Coming up next hour, Todd Alba will be rejoining the show. Also, we're going to give you the text word of the hour for our Scani Summer Text Win Contest. And at 11:30, Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for our public cervix announcement. So stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the power of the gold.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome documentary filmmaker and comedian Michael Alexander for part two of his interview about his film Out of the Loop. And Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss all things Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden has arrived in Italy for this year's G7 summit. ABC's Patrick Riebel is there.
Top of the agenda here is Ukraine. President Biden is attempting to signal ongoing support for Ukraine and to try and really put back on track the sense of Western backing, which has wavered in the last few months. President Volodymyr Zelensky is going to be here as well. President Biden will be meeting with him. They will be signing a bilateral security agreement. It's about the U.S. committing to, over the long term, develop Ukraine's military capabilities.
House Republicans voted mostly along party lines to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt Wednesday over his refusal to provide transcripts from President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur, but the Justice Department indicating they will not prosecute Garland. Former President Trump is scheduled to be in Washington today. He'll have meetings with House and Senate Republicans. This is ABC News. Wednesday was a milestone for some of the kids whose friends and teachers died in Sandy Hook in the massacre back in 2012. It was their high school graduation.
12 years ago, President Obama said of the first graders who lost their lives in Newtown, Connecticut,
they had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings.
On Wednesday, the classmates of those who were gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary graduated from high school.
I really thought Sandy Hook would, you know, shock people and wake everybody up. But, you know, it just keeps happening over and over and over again.
Henry Tarafay was 7 years old when he fled his classroom, says he still remembers hearing gunshots. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In the NBA Finals, Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-99, Game 3, to move within a win of a record-breaking 18th title. And the Federal Reserve Wednesday leaving the key interest rate unchanged at 5.3%, indicating there's going to be only one interest reduction this year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane McNair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on air weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane McNair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome. We
could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jane, Matt Nair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
How about that?
I'm on.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you